following presentation is a Barrett Sports Media production. In the sports media business, change is inevitable.
Tony Romo could become the first $10 million a year TV analyst.
Disney has named James Pitaro as the president of the worldwide leader.
Fox has signed a deal with the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football.
But not every move makes national headlines.
This news came out of left field, I think, for everybody.
I was shocked.
Keeping you updated on the news you might have missed. Here's Brandon Contis with the Under the Radar podcast.
All righty, welcome to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast with Brandon Contis, where we catch up on the recent industry news that may have been missed, but certainly deserves some attention. We do it each week in 10 minutes or less. This is Season 2, Episode 8 of the Under the Radar podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Contis, Barrett Sports Media's lead reporter for sports radio and television news, writing daily news articles for the platform with some feature stories mixed in. And while we do a great job at BSM of cranking out daily content to keep everybody up to date on the changes and news within the industry, there's still plenty that gets missed. And as always, we have a lot of great info in here this week with plenty of radio news, television news, rumors, digital content, writing news, and of course, plenty more. But as always, we keep it less than, or we at least keep it close, really close to 10 minutes. So let's go. And in the leadoff spot, let's begin with some interesting stuff from Rich Kirchen of the Milwaukee Business Journal, who last week shared some news that John Kuhn could be headed to iHeart's 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. The 37-year-old former Green Bay Packers fullback, all-pro, and two-time Super Bowl champion worked for WTMJ last season, providing sideline reports during Packers radio broadcasts. But according to the story from the Milwaukee Business Journal, Kuhn has multiple media suitors, and a weekday co-host on 97.3 The Game is very much on the table, so we'll keep a lookout on that. Congratulations to another former NFL player, Ross Tucker, on signing a multi-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles to keep calling their preseason telecasts. Last week, you may have read at BSM that Tucker and Dave Briggs are no longer hosting their weekday show Home and Home on Radio.com. But some good news for the former offensive lineman and former SiriusXM host as he signed on for more years with the Eagles. Last season was his first as an analyst during Eagles preseason telecasts, and the interest in continuing that partnership was mutual. Congrats to John Hickey, a baseball writer who's been featured all over the place during his career. MLB.com, USA Today, The Mercury News, and many more outlets. But last week, he announced he's back with Sports Illustrated, covering the Oakland Athletics this season. So really good stuff there. Last week, the New Orleans Pelicans announced a partnership with WBOK 1230, making the New Orleans radio station an affiliate of the local NBA team. ESPN 100.3 remains the Pelicans' flagship. WBOK also plans on launching a new, more user-friendly website with emphasis on on-demand listening, and they've recently expanded their sports coverage beyond just offering the Pelicans. Their weekday lineup is sports-focused from 4 to 9 p.m. At 4 o'clock, they have NFL Hall of Famer Ricky Jackson co-hosting the Ricky and Rose Show. At 6 is the Big Time Sports Show, and Sports Overtime airs from 7 to 9 p.m. I like keeping tabs on who's filling the 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. time slot on CBS Sports Radio because since early January, they've gone with a rotation of hosts, giving a lot of different people within the Entercom family a chance to host a few nights during the week, even some people outside of the Entercom family, like Scott Kaplan got a chance a few weeks ago, but Andy Gresh has done a bunch, Robin Lundberg, Julie Stewart Binks, C-Dot, Andrew Filipponi, but good stuff from Grant Paulson, who was heard last week nationally from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Paulson, the midday co-host of Grant and Danny on Entercom's 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C., and a near lifelong sportscaster, getting his start as a contributor to The Late Show with David Letterman when he was just a kid, but good stuff with the opportunity at CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations to Jake Brown and Nelson Figueroa, who launched a New York Mets podcast for the New York Post. Last year, the Post rolled out a fleet of New York team-specific sports podcasts. Brown produces and contributes on-air to those pods, which features the Giants, the Jets, Knicks, and Rangers. Now with baseball season looming, they've added the Mets and the Yankees. Brown and former Mets pitcher and SNY contributor Nelson Figueroa will host Amazing But True, which drops every Monday and Thursday the entire season. And then for the Yankees, the New York Post announced the Pinstripe Pod, hosted by former Yankees reliever Jeff Nelson, who's hosted radio shows on ESPN, also contributed as an analyst on Yankees and Marlins telecasts. Nelson will be joined by the Yes Network's Chris Sheeran, and those podcasts will also drop every Monday and Thursday throughout the MLB season. Other baseball news is the Mets AAA affiliate, the Syracuse Nets, extended their broadcast partnership with WSKO, the Score 1260, which is a CBS Sports Radio affiliate, also offering a couple of local weekday shows. The Score and the Syracuse Mets were partnered last year for the team's inaugural season as a Mets affiliate. Their new deal was announced as a three-year contract. 24-year-old Michael Tricarico is the lead play-by-play voice, also joined by Evan Stockton in the booth. Miami Herald columnist and Dan Le Batard Show contributor Greg Cody, who is also the father of Le Batard producer Chris Cody, launched a new podcast last week titled The Greg Cody Show. Episode 1 is about a half hour long and is available wherever you download podcasts. The weekly show says it offers a variety of serious and not so serious views on South Florida sports and beyond. Congratulations to Terry Newton, who announced he's retiring from his weekly high school sports radio show on WBCK in Battle Creek, Michigan later this month. The 68-year-old Newton hosted Coach's Corner for 32 years and 842 Saturdays. The final episode hosted by Newton will be this Saturday, March 14th. Good stuff there. Brant Goldberg announced last week that he moved to Los Angeles to join ESPN's social media team from Bleacher Report and SB Nation before that. If you don't know who Brant is, you've probably seen some of his Photoshop work on social media. He does a good job of putting different players in different uniforms, especially around free agency and trade rumors, among his other social media contributions. Congratulations to Madison Blevins, who announced she joined WBIR Channel 10 as a sports anchor. Blevins heads to Knoxville, Tennessee, after spending the last 7 years in Nashville, where she most recently worked with Cumulus Media as a digital content host, producer, and reporter, contributing to 104.5 The Zone and Titans Radio. Well, best of luck to her on the new gig. And also, while we mention Nashville, all the best goes out to all the tornado victims and everybody affected by those storms last week. And I saw 104.5 The Zone and the entire Nashville Cumulus cluster of stations held the Cumulus Cares Tornado Relief Radiothon last week, Friday, March 6th, where they broadcasted live from Edley's Barbecue from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., collecting donation items and raised over $226,000 for tornado victims. So it's an awesome job by Cumulus, their listeners, and the entire Nashville community. And I'll also add that I saw Matt Jones's KSR, Kentucky Sports Radio. They're going to be collecting donation items beginning this Friday, March 13th, lasting through the weekend at Tin Roof Broadway. So good stuff there, as a lot of people pitch in to help out those affected by the tornado. Pete Pistone announced last week that he joined the Vegas Sports and Information Network with VSiN. Pete said he's going to be creating multimedia sports content, including NASCAR and motorsports, for the rapidly growing platform. Pistone is never short on media jobs, contributing to the Motor Racing Network, SiriusXM, Big Ten Radio, and NASCAR Radio as a weekday co-host of Morning Drive. This story shook the media world for a little bit, especially in Philadelphia, where WIP listeners and Joe Giglio fans were all convinced that he was moving to Raleigh to join 99.9 The Fan. And it turns out that there are two Joe Giglios who are sports radio hosts. So you have the longtime North Carolina sports columnist who is now hosting the Adam and Joe Show weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. recently announced. Congratulations to them. And then you have Joe Giglio, former WFAN Fantasy Phenom winner, still hosting weeknights on WIP and the popular Art of the Take pod. But people were arguing with other people on Twitter that Joe was moving from Philly to North Carolina, but he made it clear that he's not.
The other thing that's important to tell the audience is that you have the wrong Joe Giglio.
No, I do not, Joe. This guy works in radio. Mm-hmm. He has takes. And I'm telling you that you took a job in North Carolina. You didn't bother to tell me. Like,
well,
I spend more time with you than any other person on the planet right now. And you didn't have the heart to tell me that you were moving 8 hours away. Like, that's insane.
So the reason, again, is that you have the wrong Joe Giglio.
No, I don't believe that for a second. Well, there can't be multiple Joe Giglios.
There's not just multiple Joe Giglios. There's multiple Joe Giglios in sports media. And now, multiple Joe Giglios in sports talk radio.
Two sports radio stations, two sports radio shows, two sports radio hosts, and two Joe Giglios. Last October, WFAN's Boomer and Geo, they did a show from the now Anheuser-Busch-owned Blue Point Brewery, which is located in Patchogue, New York, which is 20 minutes east of where Boomer Esiason went to high school and about 5 minutes west of where Greg Giannotti went to high school and currently lives. And also, it happens to be right in my backyard. It's done wonders for my property value. But they're going to be back April 2nd, the day of the Yankees home opener, broadcasting live from Blue Point Brewery on the gorgeous main street of Patchogue. And our closer, really cool stuff from SiriusXM's Morning Man on Mad Dog Radio with Chris Russo out for the week last week. Mad Dog Radio, they shifted things around a bit on their weekday schedule. They set their morning show with Evan Cohen and Mike Babchick out to their new studios in Los Angeles. They had them broadcasting from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time instead of their usual 6 to 10 a.m. post. They gave them a chance to grow their brand, create more fouls, introduce their show to more people out on the West Coast. I chatted with Evan for a few minutes last weekend, wrote about it at BarrettSportsMedia.com, so be sure to go and give that a look. All right, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for listening to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast. I'm Brandon Contis. Comments and feedback are always welcome at brandon.contis@gmail.com. As always, keep up to date with industry news at barrettsportsmedia.com. We'll have some great feature stories dropping this week, and we'll chat next week. Be good.
Thank you for listening to the Under the Radar podcast. To pass along news, tips, and inside information, follow Brandon on Twitter at @BrandonContis. And for the latest sports media news, visit our website, barrettsportsmedia.com.